All right. Hey, crew. I'm your host, Dakota Jean, and this is the Social Media Manager Podcast. Whether you are a social media manager or a business owner trying to figure out this whole social media thing, this podcast has content for you. This episode, I talk with a marketing agency owner, Melissa Molini. She is an inspiring woman who is doing marketing for companies from social media management to email marketing and more. But before you meet Melissa, I wanted to address my absence last week. I don't know how personal I should get on a platform like this. You know, I even go back and forth with how much personal stuff I put on my social media channels. It's hard because you want to be authentic, but you also don't want everyone knowing about your personal life because it's truly none of their business. But for some reason, I feel like I should share a little bit of what's going on because the reality is I want to talk about it. And based on the incredible reaction I've been getting from you, I imagine you'll give me some grace while telling a little bit about me. I swore to myself that I would never miss a week of releasing a podcast unless I gave warning, because this is my job now. I don't have anyone to report to, but I technically report to all of you. And last week I failed, and I'm really sorry. I'm currently going through a breakup. This one is a hard one, too. I truly love the man and feel like I'm losing someone special. He is someone that made me feel safe, secure, and had just the right amount of the essential things, like a great personality, a level head, a steady life. So what was the problem? When we first started dating, everything that I am feeling today was the same then. I felt that he was distant. I felt that I loved him, but he didn't love me. I felt that I wasn't a priority. I felt like he was ashamed of me because he never mentioned me or posted about me or even told his friends about me until much later. I told him how I felt back then, and he would go in waves with doing better to accommodate me, but then also not. We even broke up for a while in the summer of 2020. And when he asked to get back together with me, I felt so validated, like we both knew that there was something special there. Then he asked me to move in with him. This, I thought, was our chance. This would change things. I would move in, he would start loving me, we would get married, have kids, and live happily ever after. But the reality is, nothing changed. So I told him how I felt so he would know my wants and needs. As time went on, you know, nothing changed still. So I got angry because I didn't think he was listening. I wanted him to change these things so I could be happy. The more I wanted him to change, the less happy I was, and his happiness was dwindling too. The point is, I never should have assumed that things would change in the first place. People are who they are. If they don't listen to you the first time and make strides to adjust their behaviors to compromise with you, then don't make the mistake that they may listen to you later. How long must you fight for the relationship? For me, I was fighting for a long time. I had this idea of what my life should look like, and when it didn't look like that, I got upset. I grapple in my head now of how I could have been different, but the truth is, I was just being me, and he didn't love me. It's a hard pill to swallow. I created this reel that I thought was so cute. It started out with me rolling my eyes annoyed with the words, quote, when some random dude sits next to you at the bar. And then it goes into a video montage of us being cute throughout the years to the song Fade Into Me by Mazzy Star. I was so proud that I made it. I loved it. I thought it was adorable, and the way I edited it was just perfect. But I couldn't get myself to press share. Something didn't feel right. So I saved it to my camera roll and I sent it to my boyfriend in a text asking if I could share it. He said, sure. I didn't like that he said, sure. I wanted him to say that the video was amazing and adorable and the way I edited it was just perfect. So it got me thinking, I so badly wanted to post that video so that my following, who has been with me on my journey, moving from Tempe to New York City to LA to New York City again and back, getting married, getting divorced, being on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, opening a vintage clothing store, buying a motorcycle, trying fun yoga poses and failing miserably. I went through a lot of things, and my social media following was watching my life unfold and being very supportive. I wanted to post that video so that they could see how well I was doing, that I finally had my shit together, that I found the secret sauce to happiness. But I didn't find the secret sauce to happiness. I just made a cute video and created a narrative that I wanted to manifest. Social media is such a hard place to navigate because it really is just a bunch of stuff people want you to see. Even if it's like body positive posts, make no mistake, there's an agenda behind that too. Many people post things about themselves because they want validation. And that isn't necessarily a bad thing, right? We all want to know that we exist, that we're acknowledged, that people see us. The toxic part of that, though, is that some people see these things and get jealous. They say, I wish I had a life like that. I wish I looked like that. I wish I had her confidence. I wish I had this and that. I only thought to make that video because I saw other couples doing that. I thought, oh, I have some cute videos of us. I can do that too. Little did I know, I was creating an uncomfortable environment for my partner and lying to myself. Who was I trying to prove my love to when I couldn't even prove it to myself? So I want to apologize again for missing last week. I will do my best to never do that again. I'm overwhelmed lately and just can't wait for things to settle down. I just want to thank you so much for being there for me and along this journey with me. I truly feel the real kind of love from you, so thank you. Social media makes life hard sometimes, and I think we really need to talk about it more as we all continue to learn about this stuff together. Also, I should note that I'm doing totally fine, and my ex-partner is doing totally fine too. It didn't end badly, and I absolutely love and respect him forever. Sometimes shit just happens, you know? All right, so now on to the episode. I hope that you enjoy listening to Melissa Malini of Malini Creative, and hopefully you can get some pointers from her for your business venture. All right, welcome to The Social Media Manager. I'm your host, Dakota Jean, and today I have with us Melissa Malini. And I'm really excited for you all to get to know her. I wanted to actually just pass off the mic to you first, Melissa, and maybe you can give us a little background into who you are and what you do.
So I am a digital marketing specialist. I own my own digital marketing agency that I started about 2 years ago, full time. And prior to that, I did freelance for about 5 years alongside my full time job. And my specialty is paid advertising, social media management, and now recently email marketing. And I dabble with influencer marketing. It's something that a lot of my clients have asked me about, but I also have influencer clients. And it has just grown tremendously over the past couple of years, even through the pandemic, to be honest. I think a lot of businesses realized the importance of marketing. So that was kind of a really good benefit to me and a lot of my friends that work in marketing and the people that work for me specifically. So yeah, I mean, I kind of just dove into this 2 years ago, full time, still learning a lot, but have been really thankful for all of the work that we've been given.
Wow, that's so awesome. You really do like the holistic view of marketing and covering it all. So what is your company called?
It is called Malini Creative, and we're going through a rebrand. I don't want to say anything right now, but it is called Malini Creative right now. And Malini is my last name, and creative is just really stemmed from how we work in social media, graphic design, all things under that social media belt. And we recently added like paid advertising when I went full time.
Wow, that's awesome. You are really covering it all. So I guess I want to know, would you consider Malini Creative as it is right now a marketing agency?
I would say so. I don't really like to use the term agency because I know there's a lot that comes with that. I really like to call us like a team of personal marketers because we don't really work necessarily like an agency. We work very one-on-one with our clients. We like creating personal connections with them. So I like to say maybe like a boutique agency. Those are the terms I like to use. I don't necessarily like to publicly say a marketing agency, even though we offer those similar services because we do work so closely with clients.
I'm with you. I don't like to put the social media manager out there as an agency because I feel like it has like this kind of weird stigma now where it's like it's very removed from clients, right?
It is. And I found a lot of my clients have come from agencies that they've had a lot of bad experiences with. So I don't really like using that term, but I guess to describe what I do, it is what an agency does essentially.
Yeah, no, I get it. I'm with you on that one. So why do you think that a small business or maybe an entrepreneur that is just starting, why do you think that they should hire a marketer or a business like yours?
A lot of the times, business owners are overwhelmed and wear many hats. I mean, that's pretty much all of my clients. You know, they've started somewhere and now they're trying to grow and branch out and they really can't do it all. You can't do it all. You can't be the creator, the salesperson, the marketer. And so a lot of the times the people that I work with are kind of in their like second step. They've already established their business. Now they're ready to grow and they don't necessarily have the tools to grow or the background to know how to grow. So that's really why they would want to hire someone with that expertise. And a lot of the times I find that people try to hire people that have an array of different expertise, I would say, but you really want to hire someone within their own way of knowledge, I guess. Like you want to hire an email marketer to do email marketing. You want to hire a graphic designer to do graphic design. It's really hard to find someone that really does it all and does it well, I would say.
Yeah, I think that as a marketer, and I'm sure you have this experience too, we can basically do it all, but we also know that we need to hire out that talent to actually do it well. So like you said, with graphic design, like I feel like I'm a pretty creative person and I can make graphics and I have that experience, but I wouldn't say like I'm great at it. And I would rather hire someone that a graphic designer that can do it really well so that your overall work is in that light, right?
Right. Yeah. And I'm actually doing that right now where I'm looking to hire a couple of graphic designers because what might take me super long time is going to take them maybe an hour or less than an hour.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to have to like Google how to do these things, YouTube how to do these things. So it's just better to bring on someone that knows what they're doing. So in terms of a business owner trying to do it all, it's just really difficult, I find, for them in order to meet those expectations of growth.
Definitely. And what kind of clients do you normally work with?
So in agency style, I work with people across many different industries. I started really in the e-commerce side of things, but have really kind of branched out. I would say still 80% of my clients are e-commerce, but that 20% is like maybe influencers that have their own services or they're growing their own personal brand. Or sometimes I work with interior designers and photographers and like really those service-based businesses. But in terms of genre, I really liked working with my clients that are in the wellness industry. And it's become something that I'm incredibly passionate about. I'm learning a lot from them. So I'm kind of branching out more into the wellness side of things, which is really exciting.
That is exciting. So when you started Molini Creative, when was that? And was it just you at first?
It was just me. So I started it as really like a freelance business. When I was in college, I had my background is in healthcare. So I wanted to be a nurse. I wanted to go into healthcare, and that's what my bachelor's degree is in, essentially. And I had a lot of time my senior year to do something else on the side, like an internship or something like that. So I had actually worked with, as an intern, a local influencer to Charlotte. And I realized that she was doing all this full time. And it was when the whole influencer thing was brand new. And so people were really like interested in it. So her content was really engaging. And she was actually a social media manager. That was like her other thing that she was doing alongside being an influencer. So I just interned for her. And I was just so starstruck by social media management and what she was doing. So I was like, this is easy. Like, I can definitely do this. And I'm really passionate about social media and I'm really passionate about blogging. So then I had reached out to like a couple of businesses that were local and offered like a super low rate to run their social media accounts. And that's essentially how it all started. And even though my background is in healthcare, I completely shifted and dove into the marketing side of things because I realized that that is something that I was more passionate about and eager to learn. So that's where I started. Then I started doing freelance for a couple of years alongside like full-time marketing jobs. I'd worked on several different marketing teams up until like 2 years ago. So I'd had like essentially a side hustle.
Wow, that's so cool. I think about this all the time, by the way. Like, you know, my degree was in English literature because I didn't really know what to do, although I knew I loved to read and write. So
that's why. And when you think about it, your clients, at least for me, they're not necessarily looking into like what degree I have. They're more interested in the clients that I've worked with, referrals, case studies. Oh, yeah. Like, that's all they care about.
Exactly. And that's the thing with marketing is I'm finding that there's more and more of us that have no like actual educational background. It's like something that you realize that you're really good at and then you just have to run with it.
Right. And that's what makes like this industry so exciting because it's never going away. Like marketing is never going away. It's continuing to evolve and people really need it.
That is so, so true and so well said. So how, like, what do you think is the best way for in this new year in 2022, with all of these changes going on and, even in within social media, how do you think, the best way to market your business is in 2022? Like, what advice could you give to business owners?
I would say that a lot of people try everything. They try Pinterest, they try TikTok, they try LinkedIn, they try literally everything. I would just take a look at what your offer is, how much value you can provide to your ideal customer, and then really focus in on your ideal customer audience. And where are they? Where are they? Are they going to be on TikTok? Are they going to be on Instagram? Are they going to be on LinkedIn? So instead of putting all of your eggs all over the place, really silo it into things that you know could potentially work. So I really like to start with your ideal audience in terms of determining whether you want to be on whichever platform. Another huge thing for 2022 is going to be email marketing. Mm-hmm. So with everything happening with the iOS update and privacy policies with advertising, it's really important to have a really good, well-rounded email marketing strategy. So you're collecting those emails and you have that solid data always. So that is probably my biggest recommendation for businesses is to have a really good email marketing strategy this year.
I could not agree with you more. I think that it's so, so important. And a lot of times I do think that business owners kind of stop at social media and then they start blaming social media because maybe it isn't working in their favor when really it's just one part of your marketing strategy.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And people, you don't want people to constantly rely on even just the one Instagram platform because Instagram is constantly evolving. Now it's become more of a video platform and like clients like will freak out and they'll be like, oh my gosh, videos. You have to evolve with these platforms. If now they're evolving into video, you have to really bring that into your strategy. So
I totally agree. Yeah. It's going to be interesting this year to see how we all kind of navigate these changes too, because I think for the most part, I'm seeing a lot of people finally embracing, reels. Like if we're talking about Instagram, they're finally embracing them and they're like, fine, I'll do it. Because, you kind of have to if you want to be seen on that platform. So yeah, I think it's going to be really interesting this year.
Yeah, and I think it really makes people get out of their comfort zone and become more creative. Whenever I first dove into Reels and even TikTok, I was like, how are these people coming up with this content? Like, it's just so unique. But then after doing it myself and doing it for clients, it's like, okay, I've adapted to this now.
It just takes practice. Okay, so I know your business basically started out as a side hustle, and now you're growing, you're about to go through a rebrand. Can you walk us through how did you get to like that six figure point in your business?
Honestly, in terms of my decisions behind going full time, it was really focused on matching my salary for my full time job. So, in order for me to really go through with leaving, I had to make sure I did have a very similar salary in order to pay the mortgage and all of these things. So, in terms of where I've found clients, it has been mostly through Facebook groups and referrals. Nowadays, it's really been a lot of referrals, but I'm still a part of those Facebook groups, job boards, things like that, where people are actively looking for marketers. And that's essentially how I've grown this business through Facebook and referrals, which has been really amazing.
That is so amazing. And I agree with you. I think Facebook groups are so underrated. And I tend to not only find maybe new clients that way, but just networking with people and finding talented people through there. So, yeah.
I've also partnered with, I've done a lot of subcontracting for other like bigger agencies that are interested in like me doing some media buying for them or social media and just like one aspect of one service. And so that's been really helpful too. And because this wasn't one of the things that I was nervous about leaving my full-time job was leaving like all of the people that I've learned from, like other people on the marketing team, email marketers, just gaining all that knowledge from them and talking through strategies with them. So that was something that I was really nervous about. But then I started doing subcontracting for these agencies. So still having that educational, those educational conversations with like-minded individuals within the same industry has been fantastic for me.
Yeah, that's great. So how so you employ people now, right?
Yes, I
How
do.
big is your team?
We are still a small but mighty team. I don't have any full-time employees yet, but it's definitely a goal of mine to bring people on full-time within like the next couple of years. In terms of contracting people out, I found like a couple of people through just posting on my own social media, Facebook groups. We're a team of just five people right now. I have a couple of graphic designers that I work with on very specific projects, which is nice. And I have two marketing managers and one marketing assistant, and then other people that I really contract out for very special projects, like podcast editors, videographers, and those types of services.
Yeah, that's so cool. I mean, five is actually, five people can do a lot.
Yeah, it really can. And I didn't know that I needed these people until I started working with them. So it's been really great.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm kind of in a transition point in my own business right now where I'm like, oh, I need some help. I need some people to help me out here.
And at first, when I was thinking about hiring, it was really, really hard to kind of like loosen the reins on the control that I had over like working with clients because I was so personable with them. I was just nervous to like hand over the work to someone else. But I've since evolved from that thought process. And now it's just like, I need people for this, this, and this. And really finding experts. So people that are up to my level of knowledge in paid advertising, email marketing, graphic design, so that I can trust them versus trying to teach new people how to do these things has been, it's been great.
That's good. Yeah. It's so important to finally let some of that go so you can actually like run your business and do the things that you need to do outside of the actual managing of the day-to-day clients.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Okay. So, I want to know, where can people find you online?
Yes. So you can follow me on Instagram, at Malini Creative. You can find me on my website. I have several case studies on there, and you can learn about my team and all the services we provide at www.malinicreative.com.
Perfect. So you mostly use Instagram, it sounds like.
I use Instagram a lot. I've been kind of silent on there lately, but I'll pop in like once a week on Instagram stories to do updates, go over tips, things like that. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. Love it. So is there anything else that you want the world to know about Malini Creative as it is right now? Or do you want to talk a little bit about your rebrand?
Yeah, I would just say that with the rebrand, we are focusing in on a lot of services or very specific services, paid advertising, email marketing, and still social media management, and really combining those things to build a very good marketing strategy for clients. And those are the packages that we would like to offer together. But yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's so cool. Yeah, Melissa, thank you so much, by the way. This has been great talking to you. I think it's really cool that you actually take like marketing to the next level for clients, because there are just like social media managers, and then there are email marketing managers, and then, you know, so I think it's really cool that you actually provide all of those services.
Thank you. I appreciate having that conversation with you. It's really nice to talk to someone who's like so like-minded in the industry.
Yeah, thank you.